Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
This is Philippius, the executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show. I may not say much on the show, and I'm certainly not as fat as Corey. But one thing people don't know about me, when I do my online shopping, I do it all through the Shop Amazon tab on fatguyradioshow.com. You should too. Not only does it help the show, but it keeps Corey calm during business meetings. You don't know what it's like to bear witness to an angry fat man. So be like me and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or shop directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And thank you for keeping Corey calm.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Dude, I was looking at myself in the mirror. I'm looking at myself in my phone. And I swear, I have so much grease on my face, it looks like I got pimp slapped by a bucket of KFC.
Can you even see yourself in your phone? I'm just saying, your face is so fat, I don't see how it fits on the screen.
Well, these new iPhone 7s that don't work too well, we'll get into that in the body of the show, has a wide lens.
It has a wide lens?
The iFish.
But I look so greasy!
I slid in here on an oil slick. Look like Jermaine Jackson.
What's up with his hair?
Wait.
Jermaine Jackson's hair brought to you by WD-40.
Man, that dude looked like he done took a whole can of black spray paint and was like, I'm not letting go. It's still real to me.
There's probably,
damn it.
I think the ratio from hair to lacquer has shifted maybe 2 parts hair, 15 parts lacquer at this point.
See, what we don't realize is he literally got his hair tattooed onto his head and then just buffs it every day.
See,
he just buffs it.
That's not right, but I'm sorry, DT. I'm going to get back to that because I got another point about that, but we got to get it out of the way because it's 2006. Lip, it's 2016. We got to get it out there. Martha Moo! What it do? Off the Twitter.
Wait, hold on. It's 2017.
What did I say?
You said it's 2015. We're time traveling again. No, I think you said 16. But
this is such a stupid show. Hey, there's Lady K.
Woo!
There she is off the Twitter. Dang, you looking fine as hell, Lady K.
Slipping and sliding.
Sliding and slipping.
DT, the funny thing is that Michael Jackson actually did have his hairline tattooed on him. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but that makes sense.
I'm
glad I didn't do that.
I'm actually thinking about tattooing my hairline because right now my hairline looking rough.
Oh, dude, you don't even want to know what's going on under this hat over here. I am so glad this is radio and not TV.
Because
I tell you right now, you would probably hear a chicken, a rooster, and possibly some of those African prairie dogs are nesting under this hat right now. Because I work from home full time now on my numbers job. And I'm telling you, today, Thursday, was the first day that I have taken a bath since Sunday.
You are one nasty fat guy.
You know, I'm actually, right now I'm on the wall of actually shaving my head.
You think about shaving your head?
Yeah.
Dude, I had that same thought as well.
I did shave my head one time.
Well, not like, and like skin, but like really, really short.
No, I shaved it skin. I had this afro going, and I got tired of it, and I didn't want to go get a haircut, and I was like, you know what, F this. So I went into the bathroom with the clippers, and I just raked it all off, and I told my dad, I was like, I messed up my head. I'm going to shave it all off.
And you know when you did that? Right after the network spent $4,000 on that photo shoot.
No, actually, this was before that one. I changed my hair like a lot.
Remember that lip?
I do remember that.
We took all those damn expensive pictures with Danielle Law Photography, and then this monkey goes and changes his hairdo the next following
month. Yep, I did
do that. Throwing all his profile pictures right out of the window.
I did do that.
Like, people see him on the website, they're like, oh, this dude is fine as hell. People see him in person, oh, you fine as hell, but what show you on? That's literally how it happens.
As long as I'm fine as hell, I'm cool. I just want to be fine as hell.
That's exactly what.
Can I be fine as hell?
You know what? You absolutely can be fine as hell. Lady K said, I'm fine as hell.
Lady K, you are the sexiest thing I've ever seen.
You're damn right. It's 2017, and we are back.
Yes. We are back.
Back and better than ever.
We're like those dinosaurs from that one movie.
I know, and I'm trying to build up to something funny to start the show, but I have nothing.
You have nothing?
No.
How about when I gave that lady at Chick-fil-A my cup and said, I'm Corey Blaze, and I got a new car, and I cannot be having this filth in my car. Can you handle that for me, please?
Yeah, you're right. I got nothing.
You ain't gonna believe this, but you used to fit right here. I'd hold you up and say to your mother, this kid's gonna be the best kid in the world. This kid's gonna be somebody better than anybody ever knew. And you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching. Every day was like a privilege. Then the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
From the city of Glendale, in the Grand Canyon State, it's the world's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a little bit of journey to kick off 2017! Yeah! Man. All right, bring it out. Good Lord. Man, I don't know why that opening got me all hyped up.
Two producers.
Hey, Lady K, you cannot give Lip the credit for the opening. That was all your boy. Lip's been on vacation. I will get into that in the body of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Fat Guy Radio Show heard in 79 different countries with over 500,000 downloads all over the world with the best listeners in the world, and I'm talking about you. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by our executive producer, Philippius.
Yes.
And our co-producer, Orly.
Hey.
Tay. We like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys during the show at Fat Guy Radio Show. Make sure to like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by the number one sponsor on the planet, Jeff Bezos' company, Amazon. They don't know who we are, but what they do know is when you shop through our link, they give us a little bit of percentage. So we need you, literally a couple of pennies. We need you to do all your Amazon shopping like you have been doing and doing more and sharing it with your friends and your family. Amazon, shopping through the Amazon banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com is the best way to support the show. A lot of people are still holding on to those Christmas gift cards to Amazon. You can do it right through here. And fellas, Valentine's Day is coming up. I don't have a Valentine, so I'm just going to send, you know, random Valentine gifts to random people. But Amazon is the best place to get a great deal on Amazon. And here's the thing. You can order an Amazon gift, like one of those cartoon-sized 4-foot-tall teddy bears, and ship that bitch right to your girl at work. Gentlemen, Don't give your presents to your girls in February in private. You better do that in front of some people, because that's the whole point. But you want to get started at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Amazon, proud to power Fat Guy Radio Show. Well, well, welcome to the show, boys. We are back. Mata Martha off the Twitter says she's free Valentine's Day. Me too, Mata Martha. Maybe we should grab some burritos and some Tecate.
Ooh, Tecate Light.
Tecate Light. Tecate sit light. Down and have it out. But yes, Lady
some
K.
Coronas.
Lady K off the Twitter DT says you looking fine too. Ooh. Off the Twitter. You can interact with us on Twitter. We encourage you to do so at Fat Guy Radio Show, and your tweets may make it on the air. So, welcome, everybody. We are back for 2017. Thank you for giving us the time off. We took off the first week of 2017 because yes. we pushed through all of the holidays for 2016, so the network allowed us to delay our 2017 start. And we thank everybody. I hope everybody has some time to sit back and kind of reflect on some of the funny moments. We had a brief 8-minute New Year's or end of the year wrap up special that we released. So you can go check that out. It's on Vimeo and on our app as well. And we are happy and indeed to be back.
Yes.
I know that
I am. I am super excited to be back.
Did you have a good New Year's, DT?
I did, actually.
You were lying?
No, I'm not.
Your New Year's was good.
I had a good New Year's.
In our pre-show meeting, Lip, I don't know about you, but it didn't sound like he had.
No, I went to the Fiesta Bowl game on New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, and you stood by that big gold coffee cup.
No, that wasn't. That was this past Sunday. We had this discussion. I told you.
We spent a lot of time together since the start of the show because we all missed it. What you didn't see, folks, and we should have captured this on our Instagram page, is that when we all finally descended, came into Studio G, we all instantly ripped our shirts off and did a group hug.
Yes, skin on skin, group hug.
Skin on skin for DT, skin on skin for Lip, and boobs on skin for me.
And I still have ragu sauce on my stomach.
It didn't get awkward until someone in the room popped a Woody, but we won't point out who that was.
There's TPs everywhere.
But he may or may
really
not be.
Really small TP and two big TPs.
Hey. Whoa. It was more like a small TP. A medium-sized TP, and then a long TP
so
with a chocolate
like
chip.
Like a signal strength plant.
Yeah, it kind of looked like a cell phone signal.
Oh God!
It was like Goldie locking the three peni.
Hey, don't talk about cell phone signals, because me and my love for Verizon slowly fading.
What?
But we'll jump into 18. The details of our New Year's Sprint. After this, but. I'm sure I'm reading it off of the Twitter. No, I'm not ignoring all of your questions on Twitter, but everybody's asking on Twitter, where is Orly?
Who?
Where is Orly? Now, let me preface this by saying that we here at Fat Guy Radio Show, we pride ourselves on being transparent, and we yes. have been nothing but transparent, and we're going to continue to be that. So, I'm not going to bait around it. I'm not going to tease it up like it's a radio bit, because it's not. And this isn't going to be the Waka Waka moment.
Yeah.
But January 1st, I received an email from Orly that he had decided that he was not going to continue the show into 2017. We were all taken by surprise.
Yes.
This wasn't something that we had foresaw.
Nope.
None of us anticipated this happening. I thought we were on a very strong uptick, but it was his decision to step away from the show. Now, I will say this. I will ask everyone that is a passionate listener to respect his decision, to respect his privacy, respect his family on social media. This isn't a time for anybody to lash out, any time for anybody to inundate him with a lot of questions. That is not how we want other shows that you may listen to may want to, you know, run out and light the pitchforks and you know, get the rakes and you know, beat down and find out what was wrong. But this was his decision. We have the network and I have taken this time off since the beginning of the year to discuss the direction of the show with his untimely departure. And all I can say is that the show will go on. It will get bigger. It will get better. And we wish Orly the best in whatever endeavors he has in the future. And there is no love lost between Orly and BDB Radio Network. There's no love lost between he and I. There wasn't any dissension amongst the ranks. It seemed to me when we completed the shows in 2016 that everything was copacetic.
Yeah, A-okay.
And so it took us all by surprise. We've had 2 weeks to adjust to this. And I know that a lot of you listening right now, you know, I've given you all of 2 minutes to adjust to this. So that is where Orly is. And all we can do is just wish him well.
Yes.
And what he decided to do. Now, this isn't the first time that something like this has happened on an internet radio show. The Michael Mara Show has experienced this.
Yeah.
With the loss of Buzz Burbank, the big difference between the two moments was that Buzz Burbank gave more of a notice of his intent to depart mm-hmm. from the Michael Mara Show, which gave the Michael Mara Show cast and crew an opportunity to, you know, talk Buzz off the ledge, quote unquote. We didn't have that opportunity, unfortunately. So, yeah. So it's a little bit of a big difference. I have reached out to almost every one of my mentors on how to do this and how to deal with this and how to bring it up to our listeners. This is why we didn't post anything up on social media. We didn't want to make a humongous deal about it because no one in this room is under a contract.
Yeah.
There is no requirement for us to be here every Thursday. We are here because we have a passion to do what we do.
Yes.
Exactly.
So we there's no love lost, and I will go on record to say that on this show.
Yeah.
Respect his decision, and I encourage everyone to respect his privacy as well. And I hope and I pray that all of you continue to enjoy the show as much as you have. Because if anything, nothing will change other than just one voice is now going to be a whole lot deeper with D-Tay sitting in the wrong spot. So I'm not.
I think he might laugh.
He might. He might. I'm not ready.
There are a couple. Don't lie. Don't say nothing's going to change. I mean, there's going to be a couple of things changing. I mean, there might be more random singing.
Yes, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit more random.
You might get
singing.
Some random comedy vortex going.
Yes, that's very true. That's very true.
I mean,
but it's not it happens, folks. It's radio.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much how I'll leave it. You guys have anything you want to add on the end of that before we move on?
I am actually a little sad just because he is the only other guy I've ever met in my life from Hanford.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, my birthplace, I've never met people from my birthplace, and he's the only one I've ever met. And I was kind of taken aback because I didn't find out until 2 hours ago.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was...
In the drive-thru.
That was really interesting because before the show... I basically, as soon as I was done working at home and I logged out, I beat Cheeks to the Studio G because I have been missing human interaction.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got to get here. So I got here and then DT got here smooth after me. And I was like, yes. So after I pulled my hand out of his pants, I looked up at him. I said, dude, you want to go get something to eat? He's like, yeah, let's go get something to eat. So we're sitting in the drive-thru at Jesus Chicken. and I says, well, it's going to be a good show tonight. You know, it's going to be a little heavy opening, but we'll be fine. He's like, what heavy opening?
Yeah, I was like, what's going on?
Did you not check your email? The network sent out an email, or I forwarded it an email to you and Philippius to know what was going on and the decision that Orly made. DT had no clue what was going on.
None.
So you literally found out 2 hours ago, and the email was sent out on January 1st.
Yes. And it's not even in my inbox.
Yeah, but it's in my outbox.
And I'm like, where did this email go? So maybe that might be another thing you have to take up with your signal carrier.
Well, I'm glad you...
The Horizon.
Well, I got it, so I don't know.
Well, that's because you have Sprint, and they just pull... Or you have AT&T?
Sprint.
Yeah, Sprint. Oh, never mind. I don't know how you got it. Because exactly. I have Sprint, too, and I was going to say, yeah. AT&T just pulls random emails from everybody. That's what the Russians use.
Now, I'm going to... Oh, I'm sorry. What? I'm going to... Yeah, and our bench of the year votes were not hacked at all, either. I'm going to say this now, but if they ever become a sponsor on the show, they're going to be the greatest network on the planet. But Sprint is just like, what, two notches above, what, Acme cell phone service?
No, they're within 1% of Horizon.
Oh, yeah, because it's not can you hear me now. It's
we're just as good.
We're almost as good, but 1% less, and we're not afraid to say we're 1% less.
Exactly.
And that one, I'm sorry, but that 1% makes a huge difference, former Verizon boy.
The 1% is that really important 1%.
Doesn't Sprint understand that's the whole problem with America is the 1%?
See, but that 1%. The 1%ers.
You see where I did that?
I see what you did. But that 1% gives me unlimited data.
Oh, snap. You know where
else? And unlimited talk.
You know where else I get unlimited data?
Where?
On my Wi-Fi.
Why would I need Wi-Fi if I have unlimited data?
I don't know why you said that, but you're looking fine as hell today, boy. I didn't hit it. I didn't do it. all right. So anyway, so on with the funny and the funny. So, Dite, I thought you didn't have that great of a successful New Year.
No, I had a pretty good New Year.
How was it good? What'd you do?
Like I said, I went to the Fiesta Bowl. I took my dad.
Uh-huh.
And so he drove so I can get S-Face there. I got schlackered. And then I went home and got schlackered at my house. I was supposed to meet some friends out at a hot tub and do New Year's hot tub.
You do not need to do a New Year's hot tub.
But I got so schlackered at the game. When I got home, I wasn't feeling well.
You couldn't make it.
I puked, then rallied.
Oh.
And schlackered up. And then I took a nap.
Oh, you rallied?
I rallied.
Oh.
I took a nap, and then I woke up at like 11:50.
Yeah.
Just in time to ring in the New Year's, and then my friends kept being jerks to me. You're like, you're not going to go to bed, are you? You're not going to go to... I only come out once a year, and that's on New Year's, and you better be up. I'm like, bro, you are at my house. I can go to sleep whenever the hell I want to go to sleep.
Right?
And so I stayed up until 5.
Because you had a nap.
Well, because I had a nap. I puked and rallied, and I was kind of like busted into that.
You rallied, though.
I rallied.
Lady K off the Twitter says she watched Gavin DeGraw on television, and then she snoozed. She was gone.
Ooh.
Yeah, Lady K, party animal on the East Coast.
Woo!
You know what, Lady K? You are definitely setting the city on fire. You see what I did
on
there?
On fire. No.
She sets the city on fire.
Oh, wrong song.
Thank you all for your comments on Twitter. Thank you guys so much. And about Orly. And dude that's tweeting in, that is not the way we're going to approach this. I do not sign off or approve on anything that you're saying on Twitter right now, and I'm mad at myself that I even gave you credence. Lip, how was your New Year's?
It was different.
Different how?
Oh, God, what does that... why do I feel like this has got... There's going to be a dead body at the end of this story.
No, I actually stayed up until midnight.
Ooh.
With your old daddy ass now, you staying up till midnight? That baby wasn't... Oh, wait a minute. Mexicans, they babies don't cry, right?
No, see...
You just give them a Corona bottle and they go right out.
No, their babies do cry, but the thing is, when their babies cry, it sounds like... So you think of the party anyways.
Oh, man. I know we actually have, speaking of that, we actually have audio of Lady K's New Year's party. It's right here. There we go. There's Lady K. She's partying in the New Year. Yeah.
There you go.
Why was your New Year's different?
Well, I stayed home this year. But
as compared to,
usually I go to my sister's.
Oh, okay.
Which sister? And you got to be more specific, Lip. You've got 55 different family members.
It depends on who's hosting.
So which sister was it?
You
got to
be more Pacific.
You got to be more Atlantic.
My oldest sister.
You got to be more Atlantic.
Come on, man. I need you to be more Indian Ocean right now.
I need you to be more Antarctic.
All right. I lost it.
What happened?
How many oceans are there? It's like six
there
of them.
Was seven.
I missed all of them. No, there's not seven oceans. You know there's only seven seas.
I left you wide open with the crude tie and you missed it.
I did. What was
Lip,
it?
Lip, I need you to be more Gulf of Mexico.
Oh.
That would have been
But that's
the
not
one.
An ocean.
It doesn't matter. It's a body of water.
It is a body of water.
That's all we were doing.
There's seven seas.
Funny? Yes, Lip. You want to hear something funny? Like what we just did wasn't funny?
I know, right? Like, okay. Oh, I'm going to let you guys finish.
Oh, yeah. Let
me tell you something funny.
Yeah, hold on. This is Lip's brain. I've got something funny.
We should actually listen because Lip doesn't talk.
Yes, Lip, please.
Let's tune in.
Please. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Lip.
I forgot.
I knew he was going to do that. He does that every freaking time. New Year's, you stayed up to 12:01.
No, 11:59.
And you were over, sister. Let's just say, DT, pick a number between 1 and 70.
69.
You were, you were over sister 69's house.
Yes.
That sounds so wrong. I know it's not right, but I'm glad you picked it. So you were over sister 69's house, and
like
you were
fight.
Facing one way, she was facing the other, and the party went on. What?
Sounds like my kind of new year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New year,
yeah,
new
exactly.
you.
That's how
incest.
It went down.
It's a wonderful thing.
So sister 69 was pouring up drinks.
And I was at my own casa.
You were at your own caca?
Caca.
What, you brought, casa. You have to bring your own, what kind of Mexican party is? You got to bring your own
Wait,
caca?
Wait, how do you live inside a salsa?
You know SpongeBob losing a pineapple?
Oh, okay.
Lady K was also thinking off the Twitter. She was immediately thinking 69.
Y'all hey, Lady K, we made for each other.
Y'all some dirty birdies off the Twitter.
Okay, Lady K, you know how I like
Thank
it.
Thank you, Mata Martha. We love you, girl. Mata Martha chimes in while you're formulating your thought. Her New Year's was cool. Our enchiladas and pozole, and then we
pozole.
Went out.
Pozole.
What?
Not pozole.
What
I know.
Say?
Enchilada and pozoles.
What I say?
Pozole.
Oh, I was thinking Italian.
No.
I remember pozole. Those. It's like a I soup. Remember those. How come we don't have those out anymore?
What?
Those pozoles, the fast food.
I don't know.
Remember
Good call.
They were. Oh, those. So,
but you know who?
They're out east.
Yeah, but you know who I heard from on Twitter? As we are just all over the place and I love it. I heard from Brugger's Bagels.
Brugger's Bagels?
Brugger's Bagels on Twitter. They have the best breakfast bagel with at least 3 inches of cream cheese.
So, yeah, anyways,
fluffy.
My New Year's was, you know.
That's some shit.
Oh, now you want to talk.
Hold on. Mata Martha says she was cool. She had enchiladas. Our enchiladas and pozole.
Pozole.
That too. And then we went outside and screamed, we made it!
And then you ran your ass back inside.
We made it!
We made it!
Well, you know, 2016 was also the year of death.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we made it. Why am I immediately in the Marvin Sapp voice? Never would have made it. Why is that the first thing that came to mind?
Never would have made it
without you. I could have lost it all.
Lost it all.
But now I see you're the best for me. And okay. I was a black church moment. Okay, so Lip, you were saying?
Like he was saying?
So I stayed home. My daughter was sick. That's the reason we stayed home.
Which daughter? Oh, wait. He only got one. Wait.
Today. Give him 9 more months.
Isn't she pregnant
you
again?
You might have, not like, yet. Sextuplets.
Dude, your daughter, how can they get sick that young? She's only like 15 minutes old.
Like sick, but she had a runny nose and...
Oh, that's just called being a kid.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I have a runny nose right now, and I'm not sick.
I have a runny nose too. Well, that's just because my nose was running all day.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have a song request coming in off the Twitter. At first I was afraid. I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. So then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. But I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. And now you're back from outer space. And I just meant to look upon your face. I should have changed this stupid lie. I should have made you leave your key. But I would know for just 1 second. You'll be back to bother me. So now go.
So your daughter was sick?
She had a little cold. Yes.
I'm sorry. I was trying to be serious. The transition was just so abrupt. It was like, shotgun, boom. So your daughter was sick.
That was the whole point.
I know, but then just the way, so your daughter was sick, and I just could not hold it in.
I'm sweating, and the grease like, off lip, my face lip, is starting lip to cook
knows
my face.
That I lip knows that I care for his daughter, and I was genuinely concerned when he had told me the story earlier. And I asked him about his daughter and how everything went. So he knows this is no knock on him or his child's health. But that transition was so...
It was hard, wasn't it?
So I'm hard.
Sorry. We don't have that...
Oh,
no, I didn't want to get to that. I wanted to Megatron. Shoot it.
Because that's too far for him to swipe his finger.
I know. Well, it's like, oh, I got to lift my wrist up. Oh, let me just go ahead and hit this button. Oh, I hit like 5 buttons with one finger.
Kiss my
ass.
Stop. That whole segment was Martha Mata's fault. This off the Twitter, Liz says, it's Lip's first kid. Everyone is super careful with their first kid. Wait until number 55. They'll be like, whatever.
Well, actually, I was corrected earlier today. This isn't Lip's first kid.
It's not?
It's Lip's first baby, though.
Yes.
Okay, what? It's still real to me, damn it.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Oh, snap. We're supposed to go to break.
I'm glad we just screwed up. We are behind. We are late. They are dying off the Twitter. Lady K can't even type right now. Mata Martha, this was all your fault with that damn Donna Summers. We lost her in 2016. Oh, yeah. By the way, the new rule on the show, everyone that dies here to and forthwith will be known as dead. It is. In 2016. So if somebody dies tomorrow, we announce they died in 2016. Because 2016 is clearly the year of the Reaper.
Yeah.
You gotta stop laughing. Oh. They're killing me. Oh. Let's take a break before I die. Oh, God. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show, the funniest internet radio show this side of the moon.
Hey there. While the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show. With someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
Hello from Halo 6. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about the premium electronic e-cig on the market, offering American-made e-liquids and flavors to match any smoker's desires. I have mine right here. If you ever see me, it's very seldom that you will see me without my Halo 6. I carry it pretty much everywhere, and I am on a battery schedule like a potty training parent. I am so good at keeping these batteries alive. It's amazing. I got it down to a science. If you want to make the switch, it's the new year. A lot of people have made the switch, and I got to thank so many of you that went to Halo 6, through the banner on fatguyradioshow.com and at least got the starter kits. The G6 starter kits are a really good way, excuse me, to ease in to the electronic cigarette game. A lot of them can be intimidating and overpowering, and you can see these modules, and there's so many that are on the market. I'm telling you, every day there are new items and new companies surfacing. But what you want to do is you want to get with the company that has staying power, stability, and expertise in the electronic cigarette market, and that is Halo 6. Get started today by clicking the Halo 6 banner on fatguyradioshow.com. You know what, DT? We haven't done it for quite some time. You gotta give it to Lady K.
Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby.
All right, welcome back to the show. Whoa, everybody. So, Lip, you had an okay New Year's. Your daughter was sick, and that was about it.
Yep, had some beers and stayed up to about 12:15.
Okay. Nice. Anybody want to ask me my New Year's recap?
Sure. How was
Wait, hold on.
Oh, all right,
God
go ahead.
Darn it, Lip. I was going to look at you and say, Lip, do you really want to know? And we were supposed to say no and then go on with the show.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Because
I haven't completed the question. So.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Liv.
Reverse. We'll edit this.
That was a reverse.
Oh, we'll edit this part out. Don't worry about it. We'll fix it.
It's your from a different room.
I'm saying different from a different room. I'm saying different from a different room. Very good, Liv. So anybody want to hear about my New Year's?
Do you want to hear about his New Year's?
Not really.
Oh, okay. So the other day I was scratching my balls.
I can't stand y'all.
Am I allowed to say balls y'all on the radio? Because I said it twice.
Yes, you can't balls. Say balls because we're talking basketball.
All right. No, but no. Seriously, how was your New Year's?
I am old.
You were asleep by 10.
9:58.
Oh, snaps.
Woke up at.
No, you didn't, girlfriend.
I was like, you can't drop those and expect me to get by.
I'm sorry. You was asleep at 9:58?
How he knows he's actually asleep at 9:58?
Because that was the last time I saw the clock.
So he probably was like 10, 30.
So probably like 10 or 9:58 and 30 seconds.
I was out. I didn't have AJ. AJ was out. He's a teenager, and I'm around the New Year's, I'm starting to realize that
teenagers have lives.
He has a life, and it's like, you know, before it would be he'd be beating the door down. I want to be with you for New Year's. Blah blah blah. No, I'm going to a party. Can I borrow the car? No. You taking my car is very scary. It's still real.
It's still real to me, damn it.
But see, so I had no one for New Year's. I literally didn't cook anything. I looked at my empty, vacant house because all the Christmas decorations were still up, so it looked gorgeous.
Okay.
Now it looks like a bachelor pad because the house does not look like a house when it's not Christmas.
Hold on. Let's rephrase that. Now it looks like a sad gay bachelor pad.
Yes. So now it's a sad gay bachelor pad.
And what I mean by that is, one, he's just lonely. And yes. Two, it's very well decorated. Like, he had an interior decorator.
It's not.
Come in. It really is. Like, the bachelor pads I go to have, like, they're decorated with old cardboard pizza boxes
and crates.
Beer cans everywhere. This dude has purple dishwashing gloves.
Yeah, which have a hole in it. I need to order some new ones on Amazon.
See,
but it's still very sparse. My house is all dude. It really is all dude.
Your house has more feng shui than a Japanese monk's.
That is true because I do understand feng shui, and feng shui brings a certain level of your life. So you have to have some type of order.
Your house has more je ne sais quoi than Ted Ginn.
I don't know who Ted.
No, not Ted Ginn. Lost his name.
Ted Bundy?
What? No, right. Something Ginn. It's the dude from run the runway.
No.
Oh, come on, guys.
Lady K, I'm not lying off the Twitter. Lady, oh, guys. K, Lady K says, you're not fooling me. I guarantee your house looks like a model home.
It
no,
does.
It
Lady
does
K,
not.
You can literally walk through his house for open house every day, and it is immaculate. I will eat off your floor.
Clean, yes, but it be decorated and it is feeling like a home,
it
no.
It is furnished. Like, if you came into your, if the random person came to your house, they would literally think it was for a family of four. All you missing in the front yard is a white picket fence. Actually, you have one on the side.
I do have a white picket fence on the side.
You do. And no. A lemon tree.
Yeah, but no, my house has.
Your house is the epitome of American upper middle class.
No, I disagree. I disagree.
Lip, it's you've been to his house.
Yes. It's 30 years old.
He just bought a new car, for God's sake.
It's 30 years old.
Exactly.
It's drafty. In my living room, I have
you
a TV.
Live there.
I have a
you
couch.
Live there.
And an ottoman. I don't even have end tables or table lamps.
Look, you live there. So, of course, we are our worst self-critics.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's not a model house.
But that's because you live in it every day. You come home and you're like, oh, man, the shingles are messed up again. Oh, my wind dial isn't facing north like it should.
Oh my gosh. By the sun again.
Oh, the sprinkler heads are cracked. I got to replace those again. This is the fourth time this month.
Okay, so I have to keep the house operational because I don't want it to fall apart.
No, and I understand that. But it's like in a marriage. It's like in a marriage. Like, the husband is always going to know his wife's problems. He's going to know, everyone's like, oh, dang, your wife is bad. Nah, bro, she got cleft foot. Like, she got back knee.
And back boobs.
Like, she got the back boobs. She wears two bras. Like, like we always.
Two bra back boob.
Like, you're always looking. Oh, two bra back boob McGee.
Dude, like, don't add any more on it. I can't get that all on the website.
But we always see the negative because we're all in there. That's like my old car. Like, everyone was telling me, oh, man, this is a nice little scraper.
No, they were lying to you because your old car was a piece of crap, bro.
It really was. You're the only friend I have who can tell me how much.
It was crap.
But, like, now I got the new car, and they're like, oh, this one's nice, but it's not as nice as your old car. I'm like, what are y'all smoking?
Your old car, when we rode it together, we stopped at a light, and your front right wheel kept going through the light.
It did. That had to speed up. My car was so bad, we literally had to get a Flintstone start.
That's why I couldn't go, because I couldn't ride with you too many times, because I wore out too many pairs of shoes.
Exactly.
Trying to get that car.
But your house is immaculate. You have a model home.
It being clean, of
I'm not
course,
talking
is
about,
one thing.
I'm not talking about just the cleanliness of it. I'm talking about the way it's furnished, the decorai in it. Yes, I said decorai.
Decorai. That's because there's one piece of decorations in my house.
Decorations. New plural is decorai. Okay. I just declared it today.
So
2017, new me. New year, new me.
Decorations must have died in 2016. Well, Martha off the Twitter says she's going to tell Lady K the truth when she finds me and judges my house for herself. Mata Martha's going to hunt me down.
She just needs to go, or you just need to go in your house with your phone and record.
I did do that.
Oh, yeah.
My house is all over the internet. How many videos have been filmed inside
my
house? Now, the thing is that, you know what? I'm going to take that back, because they did stage it for a lot of those shoots.
Okay.
So I can't say. So the everyday house, literally the only additions that I have added to my decor in my home has been a area rug that is four sizes too big and two end tables that sit in the back of my dining room.
Lies. That's not all you added.
Oh, and the LED light on the back of the TV.
Lies. You also added a island for your kitchen.
That's the kitchen. Oh, that's just a stupid little. I love it, Mike.
How many bachelor pads have you been to with an island in the kitchen? Hold up. Not finished. A actual table in the kitchen. And another table in the dining room. You have two dining options.
Because one is
an outside patio table.
And an outside patio table with a grill on the outside. A full sectional couch.
Green fluffy grass.
That's pot.
A shag rug, which I kind of want to take for a test drive. Like, I feel like just rubbing on, laying on the shag rug naked. We can throw on the fake fireplace on the LED screen with the red backlight. Oh my gosh.
Hey.
I just feel like that would be amazing.
Hey.
But I'm just saying.
Hey. Me, you, and that shag carpet. What?
Come on and rock me.
What? Yep. What you saying? And then I come down the stairs and I start dancing for you because you know my song is this one right here. And I forgot that the intro was a really long beat up. There it is.
Oh, okay.
Barbie girl. Okay. No,
I never knew Barbie girl started off.
I can't believe we just did 10 minutes on my house. The thing is that it has, there are opportunities there to make it more of a home. What I have is just the essentials to function. And the reason why I have the island in the kitchen, because one, it was a gift from my friend Michael Kirchhoff of Like Minds Creatives, because I complimented the one in his house and he decided to have one made.
I love Mike, by the way.
For my house. He's a really great guy.
He really is.
And it just has way too much money. And Mata Marta says, Mata Marta is offering to be a roommate. Mata Marta, if you were my roommate, you do understand that we both would wake up one morning with Lady K holding an onion knife to both of our necks. Lady K would walk to Arizona to kill us. But I have the island because of it was a gift. I never would have sought out to get an island, and I use it for the benefit of the network. I'm the Instagram chef.
Well, it is a very nice island.
It is, but I'm telling you, it's the house is nothing. The house is not what it could
be. I know exactly what you need.
You forgot the statue.
That
creepy statue that he had in the bathroom for a couple of days.
Okay, hold on.
We're giving too much.
We're jumping ahead. I have a statue in the foyer, the entryway into my living room, into the grand room.
With all the plants up on top of the...
That's my travel shelf.
In the camera.
Okay, I am sounding more and more HGTV.
But this is a bachelor pad. This is a bachelor pad with a travel shelf.
I hate you guys so much.
And a foyer with a statue.
Didn't I tell you that?
A small black man that greets you.
Me and Verizon are having a problem.
Welcome to the house.
No, that was a gift from my father as a housewarming gift 7 years ago when I bought my house.
Okay.
And it's a statue. And because it was in the way of where the nutcrackers were going to go for Christmas, I had to move him. And I didn't want to put him into the... linen closet or put them in the laundry room. So I put them in the bathroom, and it's a male African statue. It has facial features. So anyone that used my downstairs powder room would have some weird black statue dude staring out there. Kunta Kinte and his foot just staring at, but it's a unique
John
piece.
Amos.
And my dad. So anyway, off my house. That's enough of that.
Oh, wait, hold on. I didn't finish it. Hold up. I have one more. I know exactly what you're missing in your house that'll make it a home. Because remember, Luther said, a house is not a home until you get this.
Martha Mott off the Twitter says she feels like she's watching MTV Cribs. And over here, yo, this is where I don't have it. Here it is. And over here, this is where I put like all of my, you know, my bottles of Cristal. I stack these right up here on my island that my friend Michael Kirchhoff, Mike Mines Creative, put it over there. And then, you know, the camera just kind of flies through the room right there. And then I don't know where this came from, but I just showed up one day and it's like a $1,400 area rug. Yeah, you're right, Mata Marta. That does sound like an episode of Cribs.
You need a 14-foot.
This is the most self-indulging show.
You need a 14-foot giant teddy bear.
I am the 14-foot giant teddy bear in my house.
Yeah,
Lip, you should be defending me.
Now you need a twin. I'm going to buy you a polar bear.
Lip
so
is,
it can be your twin.
Just be my twin.
Exactly. It's like ebony. And ivory live together in perfect harmony, side by side on my piano keyboard. Hello, why don't we?
So your daughter was sick.
Shot dead.
I don't know why. Lip just, Lip. Oh, God. this is what happens when we're gone for a week.
Two weeks. Well,
two
probably weeks. Like 2 weeks because we had a show on a Tuesday.
Oh, that is so right. But you know what? It's still real to me.
It's still real to me, damn it.
But we couldn't come back because all of the white people that work in the building, you know, they're scared.
White guys scared of every race.
See, the first time you can't sing over it, or nobody's gonna get the bit.
I'm sorry.
So now I gotta do it again.
Okay.
Because you know we couldn't be here for two. Don't worry, we'll fix this in editing. Not at all. But we couldn't come back, Lip, because everybody was scared.
Oh, hit the button.
What? Stupid ham fingers! Why can't you hit the button? Are you too good to hit the button?
Because it's a white finger.
White guys scared of every race.
Speaking of white people,
mm-hmm.
Let me help y'all in church.
Okay.
Okay? I understand. I go to a mixed congregational church. DT, you know exactly where I'm going with this. I go to a mixed congregational church, okay? And we have an amazing music section of our service headed up by my good friend, BJ Putnam, Christian recording artist. And I look around during the fast songs and I see a struggle happening. I'm here to alleviate the struggle, okay? And I'm gonna say what nobody is willing to say.
Say it
to all of you out there. When you have a song that's slow, your hands go in the air if you're one of those charismatic churches, or you fold them in a little prayer or whatever like that. That's fine. You get your worship on. But when you've got this building up, maybe not exactly this because this don't happen too much in charismatic church. You've got a beat like this. This is not a time for you to get confused, and I think that there is a point of confusion that happens here. White people in church or at a concert.
Yeah.
If you can't find the rhythm, then find the black person and mimic them. Mm. If you can't find the rhythm, find the closest Afro-American and copy them, because I guarantee you, the Negroes are going to find the beat.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Here's another thing. The double clap, the clap in between the drop beat, that is only if you are at a country bar or a country concert, you do a double clap. BJ Putnam, stop leading these people in the double clap on Sunday mornings. It's not. People should be running the pews. You're right. If you can't clap on beat, you need to start shouting. Okay, I'm helping you here.
No, you're right. You're right. I am tired. I see the same stuff too.
I'm tired.
They go like this. They be like, they get that little shifty.
Yeah.
They clap like they playing tennis.
Lip, don't you look at me like that.
They literally clap like they playing tennis. You know, like I clap, you clap, we serving and rallying right. Back and forth.
Martha Marta, she be fist pumping in church. Martha Marta, fist pumping in church and twerking.
I'm done.
White people, if you don't know the rhythm, find the black people. It's called the Holy Ghost. From Martha, that ain't the Holy Ghost. That y'all drop it like it's hot. You trying to get you a baby daddy deacon. I just named the show. I gotta go. Let's go out on now. We'll be right back.
Facebook, Twitter.
Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show, it's social.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to We Going to Hell with Gasoline Draws On Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com. No, I'm kidding. Fat Guy Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Just when you thought the holiday deals were over, Target says, hell no, lady. We still got the deals, baby, and they're back and better than ever. Everyday deals on Target.com at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. You get there through by clicking the banner, or you can shop directly to Target by entering in FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target on any browser. It bypasses our site, gets you right over to Target, and you shop away. If you have the Target Red Card, you can use your Target Red Card there. If you don't, sign up through our link as well, and you save 5% on everyday deals by signing up for the Target Red Card. And Target, what's so great about it is that you can shop through our link and still go to the store, and you ain't gotta worry about fighting the crowds. They'll have all your stuff waiting for you right there at the customer service counter. Target, FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target, and we thank you. All right, nice. We are back, joined by I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by our executive producer, Philippius, and co-producer, D-Tay. That's some news that we haven't broken either.
Oh, yeah.
That was what D-Tay has joined Fat Guy Radio Show as the co-producer of the show because the network feels that I'm so damn fat, I need two producers. That may or may not be our new marketing slogan for 2017. He's so big, he needs two producer.
And so we can hold you on each side. Hold it in.
Wait a minute. Liz says she dabs in church. Stop it!
Dab it up.
She just like, dab it up. Oh, Jesus. That's not right.
Dabs for Jesus.
Dabs for Jesus. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we hinted at it, and I can tell you right now, we had the greatest success when it came to a bit that was born out of the fact that in this world, people are just bitches. So on the show, we decided to bring you highlighted stories of people being bitches.
What?
And that is a segment that everybody knows and loves so much.
Yes.
And it's Bitch of the Year.
Bitch.
Now, what we did is we closed the voting for 2016.
Okay.
Over 433 votes were received for all of the Bitch of the Year nominees.
Nice.
And I have for you the top three nominees that received the most votes.
Okay.
The top three, the first top three nominee was David J. Maloney, 49, of Escambia County, Florida, the attorney known for not representing DUI drivers. He's an attorney and he refused to represent DUI drivers, gets arrested for a DUI.
Wow.
Our second was Ashley Ann Lewis, 28, of Ray County, Missouri, who smoked meth with her baby next to her, and her friend took a picture, posted it on Facebook, and said, "Someone please help my friend Ashley Ann Lewis."
Wow.
And the final top nominee who received the most votes on Fat Guy Radio Show's Bitch of the Year was Tasha Chantel Hatcher, 35, of Glen Rose, Texas, who put her daughter in a hot oven.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
Those were the top three that received... Ooh, what just happened with my lip?
Yes, I'm Wilbur. Yes,
just motorboating these
motorboating
bitches of the
year. Son of a bitch. So, out of David Maloney, Ashley Ann Lewis, Tasha Chantel Hatcher, I think I should get a drum roll for this.
Mm-hmm.
DT, where do you think the award's gonna go?
I'm gonna go with Miss Hatcher.
You think Miss Hatcher is gonna pull it? Lip, what do you think? Who thinks gonna run away with it?
The meth head.
The meth head? And the winner of the 2016 Fat Guy Radio Show Bitch of the Year Award is Ashley Ann Lewis, who put smoked meth next to her baby, and her friend took a picture and put it on Facebook.
Wow.
Congratulations, Ashley Ann Lewis. Now, now Ashley Ann Lewis cannot be here tonight, so I accept this reward on her behalf, nor could she be reached on for comment. We actually did reach out to Ashley Ann Lewis, and we have not received any comments back. And I would probably assume that this isn't a shining moment in her life that was captured and went viral. So Ashley Ann Lewis is the Bitch of the Year 2016, and we have a lovely dot matrix printer printed banner that reads, "You are a bitch." I don't know why she didn't want that as a gift, but congratulations, Ashley Ann. But just because 2016's winner has been announced, don't mean we ain't got one for 2017.
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going back into it. It's a segment that you love so much, Fat Guy Radio Show's Bitch of the Year.
Bitch.
2017's first nominee is Sierra M. Coleman, 28, of St. Louis, Missouri, was arrested after allegedly biting a loss prevention officer at a St. Louis IKEA. After the officer tried to detain Sierra for stealing a frying pan.
Wow.
One IKEA frying pan.
I'm done.
Wow.
Sierra had the fail-proof plan to walk into the IKEA and stick the frying pan down the back of her leggings, then walk out. The commotion with the IKEA loss prevention officer was not only caught on tape, as everything these days are, it was broadcasted live on Facebook. Wow. The video has since gone viral with over 1.4 million views, and I will have this video posted up on Fat Guy Radio Show's Facebook page after the show. This is one crazy bitch.
Oh, snap.
Way to kick off the year. Thank you, Sierra Coleman. And that is this show's Bitch of the Year. And like with all of the bitches, you can vote for your favorite bitch at fatguyradioshow.com/bitch. All right, let's take a quick break. And on the other side of this break, ladies and gentlemen, it's Trailer Talk. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. Don't be a bitch.
Are you a small business owner or work for a small business or corporation and you're part of the marketing team? I'm here to invite you to join the BDB Radio Network. Internet radio programming is the most intimate way to reach new customers. The song says video killed the radio star. Well, guess what the internet radio is doing to the radio star? Learn how you can become a part of the internet radio new age of marketing by visiting BDBradio.com. Your products could be featured on shows just like this at less than half the cost of broadcast radio and a fraction of the cost of TV commercials. Don't miss out on the movement that is on-demand personal internet radio. Get started at BDBradio.com and mention Fat Guy Radio Show and receive a month of free digital ads. This offer won't last long, so marketing personnel, get on it. BDBradio.com today.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
There we are. Hi, Lip. You falling asleep over there, buddy?
A little bit.
All right. Your daughter was sick, you know.
Yeah.
She better now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the show is brought to you by I See Me Personalized Children's Books. There's no better feeling as a child than receiving something you can call your own. Shop now through the banner on our website, I See Me Personalized Children's Books, and we thank them for being a part I am so sorry of the show. We'll cut that promo before we send it to him right before the burp. All right. Yes, D-Tay, we were talking to him. We don't often do it, but we were talking through the break. Yes, the lady had the pan in her leggings.
That's insanity.
And the handle was sticking out.
I guess she really needed to cook them kids some fried eggs.
It was a $30 pan. IKEA pans ain't that expensive.
Was it like a cast iron skillet?
No, it was just, it was a regular, and then when it finally fell out of her pants when she tried to get rid of the evidence, you could see she could have clearly got that same pan at Amazon for less than $30. Because IKEA stuff, it ain't cheap. They say but it ain't cheap.
It ain't.
But what is cheap about IKEA? Now, I'm going to say this now, but as soon as they become a sponsor on the show, they're going to be the best furniture maker on the planet. Quality. It is cheap. It looks good for about the first 3 months.
Yeah.
And then wear and tear, and it just starts falling apart. The little things start popping off and all that stuff.
Well, the things popping off is probably because whoever put it together didn't do it right.
Oh, I don't know how to put it together then.
Mine's never popped off.
Yours never popped off?
But then again, I never buy my stuff from IKEA. I always get my stuff from Amazon.
Okay. Real quick. Nope, we're going to do it. What are we doing?
I don't know.
Trailer talk.
Oh, I thought you were going to song.
No, we'll do song after trailer talk, because song is real quick. We'll do trailer talk. Can we do trailer talk? Let's kick off trailer talk in 2017.
Let's go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's a segment that's sweeping the nation. Trailer talk!
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for trailer talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, trailers, we review the trailers because the trailers are free. Mona Martha made me crack up in the middle of that because she tweeted it wasn't at least nonstick.
Well, obviously it didn't stick to her butt.
It didn't stick to her arse, so yeah, Martha.
Come on.
But she probably had a greasy ass.
What I know this is trailer talk, but Mona Martha is not her name. It's Martha Mata.
Yeah.
But I have, the first time I reversed it, and Lady K refers to her as Mata Martha, Liz refers to her as, everybody refers to Martha Mata as Mata Martha because of my dyslexic ass. So
I got name dyslexia.
All right. So this week's trailer, ladies and gentlemen, is The Space Between Us. Starring Asia Butterfield, Britt Robertson, and Gary Oldman, directed by Peter Chelsom. Garner Elliott, played by Asia Butterfield, is the first human born on Mars and begins an online friendship with Tulsa, a teen in Colorado, played by Britt Robertson. On his maiden voyage to Earth, the 16-year-old Mars-born teen finally gets to experience all the joys and wonders of a world he could only read about. Problems arise when scientists discover that Gardner's organs can't withstand the atmosphere of Earth. United with Tulsa and on the run, the interplanetary visitor races against time to unravel the mysteries of how he came to be and where he belongs in the universe. The Space Between Us is scheduled to release February 3rd, 2017. And according to that storyline, I think it's probably going to play to the Valentine's Day moviegoer. So, Lip, you saw the trailer. What's your take?
I don't remember it.
His baby was sick.
His baby was sick.
Baby had a runny nose and he couldn't catch it.
His baby was on Mars.
Yeah.
We had a very busy opening of the show, so pre-show meeting. You don't remember any of it?
I remember parts. He's coming from Mars, right?
Yeah. I read that in the description. Yeah,
and he's dying, I guess.
Yeah, I'm dead. You know, people from Mars are dying these days.
Something
and ain't
about
before.
He
I hear Mars weird. Is the new 2016.
It is.
17.
Thanks for joining the
Thanks,
show.
Thanks, Lip. Appreciate that. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. If y'all knew what this little boy has done for me over the last 2 weeks, you would be surprised that this is how he is on the show. He is my best friend on the show, but or off the show, but on the show, my God in heaven. I love you. Sometimes just want to kiss you right on the mouth. Is that awkward?
Uh-uh.
Okay. DT, you can't drop one of them. All right, DT, you saw the trailer.
Yes.
Space Between Us.
Okay, so first of all, the girl in this movie, I remember her from playing the best friend on Girl Meets World.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't recognize her at all, actually.
Yes, so I saw that. I was like, oh, that's a girl from Girls Meet World. I didn't say it out loud because I didn't want y'all to know that I was watching Girls Meet World.
Sorry,
but I guess it counts out the back.
Sorry to interrupt you real quick, but Liz off the Twitter says, Lip is sounding like a student who didn't read the book and the teacher just asked him about it.
He's reading shit off the back cover.
That's how it was. All
so there was
school.
There was a guy.
So there was a dude, you know, from another planet, yo. And
I think he's dying, and they don't know why.
And then the Earth was forming in 7 days, right? And that girl, she came in, she heard and messed it up somehow.
See, I feel like the Earth is a metaphor for like life.
Yeah.
And then Mars is a metaphor for like 2016.
Right. It be killing it, yo. You know what I'm saying?
It be killing.
Man, you got deep on that.
No, so how I feel about the movie.
Oh God, this is a great show.
My thing was in the trailer.
Lady K said, "Stop making those noises."
In
the trailer.
In the trailer, the boy got a the boy got a helmet on.
Yes.
And they're living in these bubble domes in Mars. So my thing is like, my thing is like, okay, if he's the first kid on Mars, why does he need a space helmet to walk outside of Mars? So that means they're pumping up oxygen on Mars for him to survive. So when he comes down to Earth, why is his organs not able to survive if that's the same atmosphere in Mars that he need on Earth, but his organs ain't surviving it?
Did he come out the vajayjay with the helmet on? He was born on Mars. So clearly he came out the vajayjay with the helmet on.
Right? How did it get an extra helmet up there?
Maybe that's where the condom went.
The condom solidified around his head like a little chrysalis.
I can't do this anymore.
Like a little chrysalis.
Like a chrysalis.
Like a chrysalis. The condom chrysalis.
Condom Mars, baby.
Condom Mars, baby.
This is not how trailer talk goes. All right.
But no, I don't think it's going to be a good movie.
No? Okay, well, I watched it, and this is what I think it is. I thought it was, I can't wrap my mind and see if there was any other movie that had this type of storyline. Can you recall any movie that has this type of storyline?
Powder.
Okay, I couldn't.
E.T.
Yeah, but he's an extraterrestrial. This is actually a human-born Mars, but he's not really human, he's Martian. But I think it's a movie that's going to play to the Valentine's Day crowd. Would I go see it? No. Because I think it's going to be a movie that's going to go into theaters and be in there for maybe about a week.
I think it's going to be in there for 2 days, and
but
then it's gone.
I will say this. The storyline is completely predictable.
Oh, it really is. And then their love is going to conquer all, and
yeah,
that's what's going
to
save
them. Their love is going to conquer all.
Sleeping Beauty kiss.
Smooshy, smooshy kiss face, and then the Martian boy's going to try to put his Martian dong in the Gilmore Girls.
So is he a Martian or is he human?
He was born on Martian, so that makes him a Martian.
But he's technically human.
But he can't. That's kind of like you being born in Hartford, Connecticut, trying to claim to be an Arizonian. You're
but my,
not.
My thing is, Superman was born on Krypton. And he was able to come in here and flourish in our stuff. But you're telling me a man from Earth, with parents from Earth, born on Mars, did cannot come down to Earth and then brief?
I'm tired, sick, and tired of love.
And that's trailer talk, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so we didn't do it at the end of 2016.
I give it one thumbs up.
One thumbs up, because I needed to get, we got 3 minutes left in the show. Let mute this channel so I can pull up my
gotcha,
favorite song, Corey's.
You just wasted a whole minute with bleep, 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 bleep,
bleep. Oh, look who found out how to English. Corey Blaze's Song of the Year. Now, this is what I do. Every year, I do listen to music that I don't remember because it's not memorable.
Okay.
It's not. And the song, previous Songs of the Year was Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
I never selected a Gavin DeGraw song for Song of the Year, which a lot of people come at me on Twitter and say, how come Gavin DeGraw's never been a song? Because we started the Song of the Year and Gavin DeGraw hasn't released any newer songs. I love She Sets the City on Fire, but I don't consider that song as good as Gavin's old stuff.
Yeah.
It's getting there, and it's no fault of Gavin, because Gavin has to keep up with what his audience and where the market, the music market, is shifting. So yeah, absolutely. No big deal. So that's why Gavin has never, none of his songs have ever made it to Corey Blaze. So songs that I select for Corey Blaze Song of the Year is the song that has some type of message, or is embraced in a very emphatic way, meaning that it's just not a song that's got a hot beat, or just not a song that has a huge, it's attached to a huge star. That's not what I'm looking for.
Okay.
What I'm looking for is something a little deeper when it comes to a Song of the Year. Previous Song of the Year, Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran. You listen to the lyrics, there is a beautiful message that is there. The song prior to that was Take Me to Church.
Oh, I remember.
That was a song that had, Lip, you can bring this level back up. That was a song that had a beautiful message to it.
Yeah, I remember.
So my 2016 Song of the Year, It was difficult because at first I didn't have one, because nothing really stuck out. Because this one that I did choose, it burned, but it burned very positively. And that's why I selected it. It has nothing to do with the artist that is performing the song, but I like what the message is behind this song, and that's why it's made Corey Blaze's 2016 Song of the Year. And like with every Song of the Year, we give out a free Amazon download of the song if people don't already have it, which I'm sure everybody does. But if there's someone out there that doesn't have it, we will definitely give it to you. And if you do have it, send it to somebody that you know that doesn't. But 2016 Song of the Year is Justin Timberlake's Can't Stop the Feeling. And I like this song because of its music video and its point behind it. Now, DT, you just rolled your eyes. Why are you rolling your eyes?
I hate this song.
Really? Is it because it's overplayed? Why do you hate it?
Because when this song first hit, there was like a bunch of different like stations and like organizations using this to promote their video. So they put the videos together,
yeah,
showing all their staff and everything. And this song is in the background, kind of like how his video did with all the music artists.
It had because they sent it around and they added everybody else to it, and it was tied to that cartoon.
So one of the groups that decided to use this, my ex works for, and she was just plastered over the whole thing. So now there's this automatic association with this song and her face.
So you have a personal connection to it,
exactly. So I hear this song all the time, and I'm like in my head right now. I see her dancing,
yeah,
and I'm like, I'm ready to just take that shotgun, bite on the barrel, and eat the bullet.
Well, you know what? See, that's what I said about Gavin DeGraw's music. Gavin DeGraw's music takes me to a place mentally.
Yeah.
I can tell you where I was for certain moments of Gavin's music. you know, so I can relate to that. But that can't stop the feeling.
I mean, before I seen that video,
yeah,
I loved that song. I thought it was so cool. It came out for the movie Box Trolls, right?
Yeah, that's what it was for.
Or Troll, not Box Trolls. Box Trolls is a whole different one.
Or, you know, internet trolls.
Some kind of troll.
Troll under the bridge. You cannot. You cannot pass.
Pay me a toll.
Pay me a toll.
Pay me my money, bitch.
Hey, you can watch Mona Martha Whip and Nene, and she says it'll take your mind off of that.
Oh, I would love to see that. Can you have a burrito when you do it?
She whips and you gotta go to church with her because that's the only place she whips and nae-nae. She twerks and whips and nae-nae's back and forth. Liz approves of my song because Liz loves JT. Yeah, Liz, I see you off the Twitter. And Lady K says, aw, D-Tay, don't let it hang on too long. Let it go, you sexy bitch.
All right,
bitch.
Elsa.
That's what Lady K said. Let it go, you sexy bitch. No, I'm kidding. I added that part on.
Oh, okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for our first episode of 2017. My apologies to Justin Bieber. I promised him in 2016 that we would get him in on the show, but damn it, Justin, we just didn't have time. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon. Make sure you do all of your holiday shopping. Not your holiday shopping. Please update my script. Please do all of your Amazon shopping through the Shop Amazon button on FatGuyRadioShow.com, or you can click on the Amazon logo on our official app available in the App Store, or by going to FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. There are so many ways that you can get to Amazon. We love hearing from you. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime at FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com, or if speed isn't your bag, you can always mail us something at Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. Interact with us on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Google Plus, and Tumblr. Internet marketing is the wave of the new business. Get the word out. Advertise on this show. Email info@bdbradionetwork.com or visit bdbradio.com. For our executive producer, Philippius.
Yes.
And co-producer, D-Tech.
Hello.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everyone that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. And if you would like the copy of my song of the year, just tweet us or reach out to us on one of our social medias, and we'll throw all your names in a hat. Next week, we will announce the winner, and we'll give a free Amazon download of Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, simply reply while you're twerking in church. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week, Thursday, 7:30. Happy holidays, everyone, and somebody update my damn script. Happy New Year! See you at the top. Yes.
Bye-bye. Hello.
Hold on. Wait a minute. This show is free, and it will always be, but we need your help. We have sponsors located at FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor that depend on us to get you to click through and shop. So take some time and find amazing specials presented by our amazing sponsors at FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor. That's FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor. And in the words of Inspector Gadget, this message will self-destruct in 3, 2...